Are You Awake? An improvised podcast of late night conversations by Impro Melbourne. You awake, Benny?
Yeah.
Me too.
You still stressing out?
Yeah, a little.
I know that it's only the job of your dreams and you've been been studying for so long, but you're going to rock it. You're ready.
Oh, man. I can just see myself, you know, like close my eyes and then I feel like my body is preparing. Like there's like springs in my arms and they're like winding up, getting ready to go. But I have to keep reminding myself it's like 2 a.m. It's not time yet.
You're going to kill it. If I'm being honest, I'm a little bit jealous.
What?
You put in the work. You know, you deserve everything that's coming to you, but you'll be the one that everybody's looking to and everybody's going to, you know, everybody's going to love you. You're going to be amazing. And I'm just, I'll be the shadow that follows you, supporting. And I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to do that. But it just...
You don't really sound happy to do that. Benny, yeah. Is there something wrong?
Yeah.
No, say it. We're not going to sleep anyway. We got hours to kill. Just say it.
I just miss how things were. And we all have to change and we have to grow, but I miss how things were. I miss being the breadwinner. I miss supporting you. And ever since everything's gone down and I'm now out of work and you're now going to have the big top job, I just... Supporting you is just going to be full-time.
I know it was hard for you. I saw how hard that was for you to lose your work. But there is more to life than just what you do. If all there was to me was that I was a lawyer, just that's it, that's all I was, Mary the lawyer, then what kind of a shit person would I be?
Look, I had my time. I had my time and now it's your turn.
You had, hang on. You had your time? So now that you're not working and I am, and you're at home and it means your time's up. There's nothing left on earth for you to do. Like, you're not managing anymore. And so there's nothing else that's important. And so I'm now more important than you. So was I not worth anything to you?
No, you mean everything to me. I built something and it failed. I lost it. And it's not coming back. It's not.
No, it's not.
There are some people in life who are winners and they make it. And there are other people who are not. And I'm...
Wow. I'm really sad that you think that.
I'm messing this up. I'm messing up your big day. Like, I mess up everything, all right?
Benny.
I mess up everything.
Benny, listen. What I'm saying to you is that your work doesn't factor at all into how much I love you. When I first met you, I didn't know that you had set up some business in the city, like turning people's wedding photos into amazing memory books. That I had no idea, Benny. I fell in love with you, okay? And also when I met you, I was still great. I'm great now. I'll be great if I don't get this job tomorrow. I'm great regardless, and you are too. And if you don't think so, then I feel sad. And I'm sad that you don't get it.
I'm sorry. Look, I love you. I love that you can be this amazing person that can go and become a kick-ass lawyer and then a kick-ass judge and still have time for me.
I always have time for you.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to try and go to sleep.
Yeah, good night.
Good night.
You've been listening to Are You Awake? An improvised podcast by Impro Melbourne. This episode featured the voices of Brenna Dixon and David Myers. To find out more about Impro Melbourne, head to our website at impromelbourne.com.au. Thanks for listening and sleep tight.